It's your girl, Christina. This is Overheard at Yoga. So let's crank up the heat and get down, dog. So if you haven't listened to the podcast before, you're just walking in. My name is Christina Braun. I'm a yoga teacher. I manage a yoga studio and I do lots of fun things like retreats and teacher trainings. And today my guest is Lydia Miller. And I'm so grateful that you're here. Thanks for coming on.
Oh my gosh. Thank you. I adore you. You know.
And so Lydia and I teach teacher trainings together. We work at the same studio. She's been on the podcast before. Is this your first time, second time?
This is my second time.
Third time?
Candace and I were on together.
That was a good episode.
That was fun.
And I think originally we wanted to talk about moving to finding a new studio. And then we just went off the rails talking about something else.
We didn't even get to that topic.
I know.
We can touch on that today.
So
I forgot about that.
So why don't you give our listeners a little recap for those who don't remember you from last time?
All right. Okay. So moved to Boise 6 years ago and thank goodness found Hollywood Market Yoga, which was just literally, I think, is one of the saving graces of my life, honestly. And what's so funny is that we hear that all the time.
Yeah.
From our students. So it's remarkable. It's great. But anyway, I have four children. I have triplet boys that are 18 they're 19.
Wow.
I forgot. Yeah. They're getting so old. Anyway, they just graduated from high school last year and I have a daughter who's still in high school. She's 15. And I have a wonderful husband. We've been married for almost 23 years.
You guys just took my class.
We just took class
like
together.
An hour ago.
So proud of him. He's back in there. He really likes, so we do 30-day challenges at the yoga studio, and he likes those.
I like that he comes to all the classes, too, not just your classes. Yeah. He'll come by himself. He'll take other teachers' classes. He's into it.
He's into it, and I'm so proud of him because he, it's funny. you don't want it with your family as much as I want my family to, like, we want everyone to love yoga like we do, but
yeah.
You just can't like shove it on them, right? So it's like a delicate thing, right? Sometimes.
Uh-huh.
And but I think he's kind of got it. The kids haven't yet taken for it, but you're right. And last night we went together and took Heather's slow flow class. So something new we're doing at our studio as well right now is we just ran a mentor teacher training program, Christina and Megan and I at the studio. And so it's for our graduates from our teacher training for them just to follow up and get continuing education and dive a little bit deeper into their experience of learning and being a teacher. And then we let them do these $10 classes, which is great because it offers people the opportunity to come to our studio for a little bit less. And she taught a slow flow class. And so it was late for us. We're old, like 7 p.m. is late.
That's what Henry was saying in the lobby today. He's like, well, I did take a 7 o'clock class last night. Lydia had to drag me.
Well, I was if I'm real honest, I was driving myself. Like evenings, I'm kind of done. So I was like, let's go. I want to support her. It's a slow flow. We can do this.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad we did. And he loved it, by the way.
Yes.
He said that's like the perfect kind of evening class.
Mm-hmm.
I have a funny story though.
Tell me.
Can I tell a funny story?
Yes.
This is a kind of overheard at yoga story, but you'll totally get it. Because we always get giggles as yoga teachers when like funny things happen.
Yes.
Right? And he's funny because he's married to me and he hears about all this stuff all the time.
Oh, you're famous. Infamous.
So he comes out for the class and we're talking afterwards with Heather. And he goes, so a funny thing happened before class. That young man that came in, and he did call me young man. He said, that young man that came in, he goes, he came in late on his mat. And then I heard something. I looked up and he was having a snack.
Like, what was he eating?
That's what I said. I go, what was he eating? I was so curious. He goes, I don't know. Maybe it's a bar. I go, well, it is late at night. I was like, but that is pretty funny. He's like, yeah, I could hear like the crackling of his.
Yeah, usually wrapper. People do that in like right before they come into the studio
like in
and
the
then
hallway.
Meditate. So they'll be like, oh, I just got here. I'm going to eat this protein bar real quick. But he was just. You hear the, that's funny.
Snacking away.
Somebody found gum on the floor of the studio when they were mopping after class. So that was
today?
Gross. Last week. I find Band-Aids.
The Band-Aids. That.
Yeah, that sucks. And I found, like, usually it's just a lot of hair. Sometimes we would find, like, when people unroll their towels, like little lint or whatever. and little feathers from their dryer would like fly everywhere. And then I find like all these weird little feathers in the room. And one time, just today, I found it looked like a piece of someone's jewelry from like their belly button ring, where just like the top fell off. But I had to double check that I still had mine. So I like lifted up my shirt and looked, because one time I was teaching and I felt it and saw my belly ring just fall off in the middle of teaching, walking across the room, and no one really noticed. And I like skillfully, like very understated, just kind of crouched down, like I was looking at everyone really intently, but I was just trying to pick up my belly button ring.
Belly button ring just kind of fell off there.
I waited till after class to put it back on, but I could.
I'm really glad you chose not to put it on in the middle of class.
Hang on, guys, I gotta put my belly button ring back on.
Oh, I love Hollywood. So.
Yeah.
So that was a while back, and I didn't continue teaching yoga the first year because I was a little burnt out in the teaching world in Texas, and kind of just needed a reset. And you know, the move was a big out of nowhere thing in your life. Those things that sometimes you're looking for change, you know, and then sometimes you're not looking for change, and then something just arrives,
mm-hmm.
and you're like, oh, but what if?
Mm.
So when we moved here, that's what happened. Like I did not think I was leaving Dallas ever. Like, it wasn't even in my radar.
Interesting.
Yeah, so that was an interesting thing, and it was huge. And so, as you can imagine, with four kiddos and being anchored down in a city I'd lived pretty much my whole life, minus college, and friends I'd been friends with my whole life, and my kids are friends with their friends, and my parents were there, and
yeah.
His family's like, you know, it's a lot. And but then, of course, as yogis are, I was like, oh, gosh, where am I going to practice yoga? It's going to be so different. And which was fine. And it was different, but that was okay. Like, I've learned a whole lot over the last 6 years in many different ways in my personal life, in my yoga teachings, and just my yoga practice.
You were so nonchalant too. When you'd come to the studio, you'd be like super chill, just walk in, take class. Like, maybe you would say hi to me at the desk and you'd leave. And it was, I don't know how long you'd been coming, but randomly one day you're like, well, I teach yoga if you ever need a sub or something. Because I think you overheard us at the desk talking about how, like, oh, we need a sub and someone no-showed. And you were just like, well, yeah, if you need someone, whatever, no big deal. And I was just like, oh, okay. I think I totally forgot. Had no idea we had this diamond in the rough here. And who told me? I think we just chatted a couple more times. And we're like, well, let's just throw her on a class and see what happens. And the first time I took your class... Deer in headlights. Why are we doing side plank so much? There's a lot of plank. There's a lot of side plank. I was so confused. I'm like, what's going on? And we're like, well, we need to book her again. We need to give her a class. Now she runs the teacher training. She runs our teacher evals. You're amazing. You're incredible.
You're so sweet. Well, yeah. we have a special thing. I mean, we have an amazing, amazing group of teachers, and you know, you girls have just become like sisters and friends to me, and I love it. It's truly, it's a happy place. It's such a great thing that's happened. So anyway, and I love that we get to, now we're both getting to travel some.
Yes.
We just did our teacher training in Mexico at literally the most phenomenal place.
Uh-huh. Shinalani, we love you.
Oh my gosh. It was so good. And this, the best experience. Now, Christina and I didn't get to be there actually together. We had about 12 hours.
We got one night, and I showed up hungover, ready for bed. And I saw you. I barely made it through dinner.
Poor thing. Christina doesn't like to travel. So she did what she had to travel.
But it was nice to have dinner with you.
We had dinner together barely, and then you went to sleep. And then the rest of us had a salsa dancing lesson, which was so much fun. Because most of that is such hard work, but fun work. Like running a teacher training like that, you know, you're pretty much on the clock kind of 24/7. Because even when we go to bed, then we're waking up and thinking, okay, what are we doing? And then I'd be talking, as I'm sure you were with her, like, hey, what's our game plan today? And, you know, it's a long 2 weeks for them to commit to do something like that, where they're all there for different reasons and we get to share all those meals together. Such a special thing. I fell in love with doing teacher trainings that way.
It was like, I was so happy that you could come, because I remember you saying that you'd never gone away for a training or a retreat. Uh-huh. And I was like, you gotta be kidding me. And so now, what's coming up next for you with retreats?
Oh my gosh. So yes. So, about a year ago, a friend of mine from my past, but kind of still always in my present. But anyway, she's an older sister, Melissa Kovics, of one of my good friends growing up. So I've known her forever and ever. And she loves to travel and has lived all over the world. And we were in Dallas together. She's lived in Boulder. She's lived in Hawaii. She's lived in Costa Rica. They're now in Missoula. Like, anyway, and our husbands had kept in touch because they are both crazy and love to do these crazy long runs, like run for days.
Like running?
Jarrett has actually done, oh, yeah, like they're marathons, but they're called ultra marathons.
Oh.
And they're like 50 miles to 100 miles long.
Fun.
Yeah, right. Do you want to sign up to do one with me?
Do I look like I'm the type of person?
I've done one half marathon. I'm checking done. I'm like,
it's off the
list. But that's okay. It's just not my thing. But anyway, so they had kept up. And so anyway, Melissa came with us and did our Mexico teacher training, which is super fun. She is an energetic healer. And she has one reason Melissa and I have a pretty deep connection is we danced together in high school. So the drill team was a big deal at our high school.
What?
Yeah, we were both really big dancers. And I had told her in Mexico, I was like, do you know how much I looked up to you? Because she's a couple years older than me. And I remembered watching her do this solo dance. It was like a competition thing. And I was mesmerized. I was like, oh my God, she's just phenomenal. Like, I just loved to watch her.
I watch her videos on Instagram. I love her.
So she motivated me to, I actually did that solo competition, which my personality, I've been thinking about this a lot lately.
You're even hesitant to take booty yoga because of the dancing.
I know. It's so funny. I cannot believe I did that in high school. I'm like, now that I've got these teenagers and I got a teenage girl, and I'm like, matter of fact, my daughter just did her first solo competition. And so that's probably why I'm thinking about it more. Because I've watched her and I'm like, man, that takes a lot to get up there and do that by yourself. And then I'm like, gosh, I did that. I forgot I did that. Anyway, Melissa's amazing. So when we were in Mexico, she had said, hey, she showed me this property of this great friend of hers that has this property in Panama. And I was like, man, that's beautiful. It looks like Bali. Like, where is this? Tell me about it. So she approached myself and Megan and said, hey, do you guys want to come do a retreat here? So we are going in April. So it's the 24th, 25th of April. You have a travel day for a full week. The travel's long, not going to lie. But along with what you were saying earlier, when you couldn't believe I'd never traveled to do any yoga stuff, as you can imagine, I've been super busy with the kids.
Yep.
For 19 years.
Mm-hmm. Four kids. Yeah. Triplets.
And I just, it's one of those things I really am trying to encourage our clients now. I'm saying to them something that, like, I don't know if I didn't hear it and people said it, but I know I didn't do it. But I'm like, I love to travel and I love yoga and I'd been wanting to do those things for so long, but I always told myself there was a reason it couldn't happen.
So what
finance? I think a lot of it was, I don't want to step away from the kids for a week. I can't.
Yeah.
Or I just simply didn't have the funds for it.
Well, whatever. When you went to Mexico for a week and you had the experience of teaching yoga and being with a group of passionate, lighthearted people, like working together in harmony, where was that switch flip for you? Where like, oh my gosh, why haven't I not done this sooner? Is that how you felt?
Yeah. And of course, yes, it has to do with, I don't have, like, a couple of the boys aren't living with us anymore, and they're older, and they're independent, and they're becoming adults, kind of independent.
But, okay.
You know, they're 18, they're adults, right?
But 19.
19, gosh. How old are they again? Anyway, but yeah, I was just like, man, I looked at Megan, and I said, I absolutely want to make this a part of my, like, regular yoga thing now. Like, this.
Yes.
This is too cool. Like, I love this. And so anyway, and then randomly Melissa texted, hey, do you want to do this? And I was like, I'm just saying yes. I literally did not even say, I don't know, maybe. I don't know if this is possible.
Let me think about
it. Instead of going down my, oh, da, 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 I just went, yeah. Let's just make it work. So
I saw some photos. It looked like thatch roof on stilts in the water. And then there's glass in the floor where you can see into the ocean.
So it's pretty cool. Her friend and her husband, actually, they literally own this little property on this little island. So you fly into Panama City and then you take another little hopper plane to another island and then you get on a boat. So kind of like what we did. Then you get on a little boat to go to their property. And they lived, just their family, on this property for a while they made it into this like resort.
Mm-hmm.
And she wants to switch gears and start primarily, like almost 100% doing retreats. So they just had their first one a couple weeks ago where they treated it truly as a retreat.
Mm-hmm.
And they had 30 come. She said it was phenomenal. So they've got a few bungalows, which is what you're describing, that are on the water, and they're cool. Yeah, they have like the glass floor.
Amazing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And some of them are bigger and like single rooms. So there's a few different dynamics. Those are almost booked up. And then she's got three houses that are still like right beachfront.
Yes. They're
just like a couple of yards, like 100 yards, I think. Not even 100, maybe even like just like 20 or 50.
Where do you do the yoga?
So then she showed us pictures. She's got like this big deck where we have yoga. And then there's a chef that's preparing all the food and we can meet all the dietary restrictions.
Amazing.
And then of course, there's a little bar and we'll get to do different excursions.
Like what?
Well, apparently she said they're really known for their waterfalls.
Ooh. Uh-huh.
And then she said, we asked, this is kind of funny. We messaged her, of course, and we said, what was the favorite like excursion for the group that just left on our little text chain thing? She's, oh, they really loved going out on the boats and they went to some of the other, I guess maybe local islands. I don't know, or the bigger island from where we'll be. She said she called it boat hopping, bar hopping, and then you end up on this pirate ship.
Oh my gosh, so I want to go.
It's the story of everybody partying. So we were like, well, we may not want to have a go-go class that evening, like the day everybody goes and does that.
Oh my, a pirate ship. That sounds awesome.
I know.
And I was just talking to Henry, your husband, in the lobby about my retreat coming up.
Okay, yes, I want to hear about it.
So I'm doing one this summer. It's June 9th through the 12th, and it's a fly fishing and yoga retreat. And so Chris Gerano is also in the lobby, and he's our fisher guide. And so him and Henry just start like guy palling. They're like, well, I haven't fished over. We're going to Eastern Oregon. So it's about an hour and a half from Boise, and we've rented a big Airbnb cabin with lots of rooms, bathrooms, gorgeous, huge deck, gorgeous views of Owyhee Canyon. We're right on private riverfront property, so we can go fly fishing. We'll do workshops with Chris for casting and the breath, how to use meditation and breath work with your fly fishing.
Oh, and my gosh, this is amazing. Henry's going to want to go. I think he may have to come.
And then Laura Hunt is going to be doing like all the food and the drinks, and she's very much into Ayurvedic cooking and salmon, and I just know she's going to knock it out of the park. And she's also going to be doing our intention setting ceremonies. And then I get to hang out with everyone as well and learn fly fishing, and I'll be running the yoga show. I'm there to have fun and do yoga, but we're right next to Snively Hot Springs, and we're right next to the Owyhee Reservoir. So it's like, bring your floaties, let's go to the lake, let's do sunset cocktails, let's fly fish yoga, let's finish the night off at the hot springs, and then...
Oh my gosh, I think we may have to come. Yeah. I'm going to have to look at the dates.
Henry said you guys might have a wedding that summer,
June. Is it the beginning of June?
It's the second or third week.
Okay, I'll look.
So look. So I was just like, we've got all these cool things happening, and I love that we're kind of doing offshoot little things, like you and Megan going to Panama. I'm teaming up with Laura to do like a little weekend getaway in Eastern Oregon this summer because we've never done a local retreat for some reason.
You know, funny enough, I've been looking at some local stuff too because I've had a few people say that they want just some quick little like shootout local things to go do for the weekend.
Like what?
I was like, that's not completely local, but I guess easier to get to than Panama was their point.
Right. Like going to Adrian, Oregon.
California and... Where else did they mention?
We really have a hard time doing local retreats. Well, after you drive an hour and a half, after you fly an hour and a half.
Well, exactly. I don't know. I even just think it would be really amazing just to do a McCall or Sun Valley one. They're both so beautiful.
I know. I really loved our Sun Valley trip that we went on, where we went on that hike.
Oh, yes.
The famous hike.
We may have to redo that hike.
What's it called again?
This year. Mile High, something high. Because remember it said...
Oh,
sky high. What does it say? I can't remember now. It's something high.
We're actually running out of time, and I still wanted to ask you about like your favorite supplements that you're doing. I don't know. Do you want to give us a little insight into like what you do? I mean, you work out and do hot yoga 24/7. Yes. How do you survive?
I do. I definitely have to be very cautious that I'll tell you this. How about I give you my little like five things that, again, I try to hope that my children will hear and others. I mean, obviously you can tell I'm really passionate about just helping others. Like I would think if there's one thing in my life, I'm like, you know what? I may not be the richest person in the world. I may not be a lot of things. I may not be this or that, but like, I truly like see other people. I can be the one that's like, I always want to like help in some way or listen or I don't know. And then sometimes you're like, you gotta just be quiet. And sometimes you just need to listen to people and maybe not offer them help.
I would like to tell that to a lot of people. I'm so spicy.
Right?
So
like, sometimes you gotta zip it. But as far as supplements, so I recently, another thing I was introduced to, wonderful, wonderful product that I'm taking. And it's a combination of five herbs that probably like most people either have heard of or have taken individually. But it is ashwagandha, babkoa, milk thistle, green tea, and turmeric. And so it's like this micro dosing, so very high levels. And then it's a synergistic activity of them. And it helps with your oxidative stress, lowers it by 40%. And if you look up oxidative stress, it's actually relative to a gazillion diseases and things within the body. And we all have it because it just happens when you get older. But so this specific product, I'm taking a few different ones, but this one, this NRF2, which is exactly what it does. It activates, everyone has an NRF2 pathway, and it starts to decrease as we age.
Okay. Right?
And so the main thing that that combination of those products that I, or those herbs that I just listed, is they help with raising your levels of antioxidant enzymes and raising the levels of anti-inflammatory proteins.
Mm.
And then the big one is that it also raises your glutathione by 300%.
So
that helps with your immune, and all of this helps with energy level, mood, and sleep, and obviously inflammation. Somebody maybe with arthritis. So anyway, I've been taking that along with one of our other products that's helps with your mitochondria. So just the big powerhouse, the cells of the body that we all want to be healthier.
Mm-hmm.
And I take a probiotic and an omega-3, and I feel great. And there's also an energy drink that I'm drinking that doesn't make you wired energy. It's like this, I remembered when I was first introduced to it, I was told, because I thought, I kind of like turned my head, if I'm honest, when somebody says energy drink, I'm like, because I picture that crap in that can that like my kids want to drink.
Yeah.
Yeah. That just probably makes you feel horrible, like you have a hangover. Like
there's
hours.
Aspartame in it that puts holes in your brain. Like, thanks, but no thanks.
No thanks, but no thanks. This one is actually, it's phenomenal. It's got B12 in it and all good things for you. There's absolutely nothing in it that you would not put into your body.
Can I just ask, because as somebody who knows you, sees you at the yoga studio, they're just like, Lydia's a beast. So what is your like typical day of Lydia of like, I wake up, I eat, I work out, I take these supplements, like your little health regimen.
Yeah, so that's what I was going to say, like the five, like honestly, what I really try to do, I've tried to be better about not just popping out of bed, which when the kids were younger, obviously I sometimes didn't have control over that. But now that I can do that, I really, sometimes a little bit of my meditation is kind of first thing in the morning. Like I'll just lay there. I don't grab the phone. Like I'll just sit there for a moment. I mean, even if it's 2 minutes, sometimes I can get away with like 10 or 15. And then I have water, my probiotic, I have lemon water, and then I do drink coffee. So I'll have my coffee and some breakfast. I take the NRF2 that I was just talking about and the omega and that stuff then. And then I do like to move my body pretty quick. I find that if I move earlier in the day, I do better. So I love to hike and I love yoga, obviously. And then I teach our school classes. I really try to mix physical up. I'm a big believer, just like in eating the rainbow, I believe in moving your body in different ways too.
Awesome.
And then trying to hydrate, fueling with great foods.
How much hydration?
A lot.
I think I need to step it up.
It's a lot. Not going to lie.
Well, I think we're getting the signal that we're running out of time.
How sad.
So I know I should have scheduled more time with you. but I also have to ask you, what have you overheard at yoga?
I'm going to start blushing. it's a funny one. And funny enough, this just came up like a few days ago. And I said, oh, my God, if Christina asked me back on the show, I got it. But people may have to like, I don't know, maybe plug your ears,
I think,
or maybe
you're just
not.
Shy.
I'm just shy, this kind of stuff. But anyway, so this,
tell Megan
cute,
to turn it down for the kids.
Yeah, kids may have to turn it down because they'll be like, what's that? And then you can have this conversation. But basically, one of our clients, we have a lot of clients who teach at the hospitals, nurses. And so we often hear, hey, I'm on call. Like, I have to leave my phone out. And we're like, that's cool. Nobody else is allowed to have their phones, but they are fine. Mm-hmm. And so this sweet thing came out. She's, oh my gosh, I'm so excited to take yoga today. I had to leave early the other day. And I go, what happened? I'm taking a lovely class from Christina. And I was on call and I'm in my down dog, all happy. And I get called and I step out in the hallway and I call. And I find out I have to go in because somebody has their butt plug stuck in their butt.
No.
And I have to go remove it.
No.
And when she said it, I literally thought she was kidding. She says, no, I'm actually dead serious.
Just dry face. Like,
she's like, I'm so
serious.
I had
to help someone remove their butt plug.
And she said, I'm normally fine with whatever they call me to come in to do, but I was a little mad that I had to get out of yoga.
Because this poor guy.
Yeah, whoever, yeah, yeah. So
that's amazing.
That made me giggle. It made me laugh.
That's amazing. I have not heard anything like that at the yoga studio before.
I haven't either.
Bless her and all the healthcare staff
I know.
Out there.
In all seriousness, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
They're amazing.
Dang it. So next time you see someone in yoga who gets a call to leave, I'm just going to be like, uh-oh, what's happening?
What's going on?
Thank you for coming on the podcast.
Gosh, thanks for having
me. Gonna have to have you back. If people want to find you and connect with you and hear more about your retreat and hear more about your healthy lifestyle and herbal supplements, how do they find you?
Easiest way, most likely Instagram. And it's just Miller Lydia. Great. You can do a little private message.
Okay.
Best way.
Awesome. Thanks, Lydia.
All right. Thank you, Christina.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Leave me a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, and I want to hear from you. Please send me your overheard at yoga stories. Tell me about your yoga journey, what you love about your home studio, or the funny thing you overheard at yoga. Find me on Instagram at overheardat.yoga to submit. There are so many different styles of yoga and opinions about yoga, but the one thing I've seen in all my travels to different studios is yoga brings a community together. Namaste.